You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. All right. We have been touting how I'm going to do a discussion. Wonder Woman, what's up? Okay, yeah, well, don't do nothing because then the show stops. But we've been talking about what I'm going to say about what the next Brickell Avenue market is. Let me give you a little background. I've lived here my whole life. I remember when the top of the courthouse, that little triangle, was the top, the highest building in town until they built the south, the AmeriFirst building and One Biscayne Tower. And then, you know, after that, we won't go into it. I could really date myself. But nevertheless, I've had offices in the Miami CBD at One Biscayne Tower in the AmeriFirst building. I've had offices on Brickell at 1000 Brickell. And for many, many years, I've had an office in the Grand Bay Office Plaza in Coconut Grove. And I'm going to tell you what I'm hearing from people on the street and my friends and what I'm observing myself. And I believe that while there are a lot of possibilities about what the next Brickell is going to be, and by the way, we're going to examine other submarkets too and see why they may or may not be the next Brickell. But today we're going to talk about Coconut Grove, because Coconut Grove, in my opinion, is already the next Brickell Avenue. It's already old-time Brickell. Why? It's got a few office buildings. It's got a couple of condos. It doesn't have a lot of traffic, and it doesn't have many restaurants. But that's all changing. The traffic is already there. It's already nuts. And if you want to make sure you get a ticket, go down Bayshore Drive in front of my office around noon at about 40 miles an hour, and I guarantee you, you're going to get a ticket. Because the cops know what's going on. They've already put up those watch for the crossing signs and stuff like that. But there are big things happening in Coconut Grove. My friends at Terra Group are building probably the most interesting building in Miami. It's two condos that are twisting while they're going up. If you want to see something really interesting, go to my Twitter account or just do hashtag cranes up and look at my site from Coconut Grove. I got a photo of all that on there. And what you really got to realize is that's not alone. Related Group and Terra are teaming up on the site over by the old Coconut Grove Bank, and they're going to build three buildings over there. The intersection of 27th and Bayshore is going to just go nuts. They're already replumbing the entire 27th Avenue all the way from Dixie Highway all the way down to Bayshore. It's been a big problem all summer for us to get in and out of the office through there. But when they're done, it's going to be just a highway to heaven. It's going to be gorgeous to drive down. They'll have more water and sewer, more electric, better asphalt. And then watch out, because once you get better access to an area like downtown Coconut Grove, it only explodes. And oh, did I also mention how they've also got a big plan for improving Bayshore Drive? Probably is going to start about the time they finish, 27th. And let's not forget all the things that are going on in the old downtown Coconut Grove. It's not just about Mayfair anymore. They're talking about all kinds of plans for the Playhouse, and there's been a quiet group assembling a whole bunch of the urban core. Places like Johnny Rockets are closed, and there's a reason. Oh, by the way, I won't tell you where, but there's a group that's looking to build a very cool boutique hotel, and soon you'll have some place to stay in Coconut Grove that's cool, edgy, and boutique-y beyond our friend Robert Finvarb's Marriott Courtyard over on Bayshore, and the other hotels that they built there. They're going to be bringing some new hotels. It's going to be really cool. It'll be real interesting. Oh, I forgot. That's right. The other hotel is the Mayfair. All I did was sell that back in the day. So yeah, I've been working in Coconut Grove. I've been watching it grow. There's all kinds of people moving in. And when all of these high profile, high end movers and shakers move in to buy their condos and live in their condos, it's going to be a game changer. Restaurants are going to continue to move in. I won't have to choose between, am I going to go I'm forgetting everything now. You know that? I never have notes, and yeah, I need to relax. What happened was is that Ashwan got me too mellow, and I'm forgetting everything, like names of places that I always go, like Green Street. Okay, Starbucks, Monty's. Scotty's. Oh, I love Scotty. Hey, get to Scotty's before their lease lapses and they have to close. I was there the other day. It's still like you're at 1978. It's like the first time I went there. Same food, same great ambiance, same great people smoking everywhere. So, you know, go to Scotty's. What I'm doing is I'm talking about the Grove. The Grove still has its personality, has the personality like it used to be on Brickell. But now people are fleeing the office buildings on Brickell, the old timers, as the new people move in. people that can't take the congestion, they're moving out of Brickell. Now, that said, Brickell is going to continue on its path of development as Related Group and Zom and all the other people, Harvey Hernandez, bringing their deals into well, how could I forget Swire? I mean, Brickell City Center. Oh, by the way, Brickell City Center, thank you for the follow today. Looking forward to having you on the show. And so Brickell continues to evolve with all of its 5-star hotels and all of its soon probably they're going to build a 6-star hotel there. All of its places, all of its interfacing and all of its transportation. It's got great transportation. No one's going to surpass Brickell. Brickell will always be Brickell. But what's the next up-and-coming submarket, in my opinion? Coconut Grove. Now, you guys stay out of there because that's where my office is, and I like it to be mellow. You heard that. It's tough for me to stay mellow. I tried to do it for the whole first half hour with Ashwin, and I just couldn't do it. So if you are like me, you have vision, and you want to join me at the ULI Vision Awards, Wednesday, August 27th. Call Julie Medley at 954-783-9504 or go to julie.medley@uli.org. That's where I come up with all these theories about what's going on in Miami. And what I want to do is I want to thank our guest, Ashwin Mehta. Ashwin's going to come on more and more because we need people to interpret what's going on in medicine, not just hearing about it. UHealth comes, they tell us everything great that's going on. Ashwin's going to tell us how to apply it. So I want to thank UHealth and Ashwin Mehta. I want to thank Tarek Maddox. I want to thank Warren Henry Automotive. Shelly Bloom, thank you. The NFL alumni, the Miami Dolphins, getting ready to go to preseason. Social Media 305, the Miami Marlins, getting ready to go to my suite. Can't wait. We're going to have 3 suite nights. It's going to be awesome. Aztec Group, Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. I think I said UHealth already. Magnum Energy Solutions. And thank you, of course, to our listeners, because without you, it wouldn't be possible. Please go to my Facebook page. Check out the show. Tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback, comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. At Jim Freed. At Freed on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. Our website, www.freedonbusiness.com, gets lots of hits all the time. If you missed our show, it'll be up on the website. And you know what? This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for us on 8 a.m. next week at 5 when we're going to have Larry's in and we're going to talk about my Fitbit competition. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now join me. Go out there and make it happen. Jim.